Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
Hello, this is Tom Cloud with my bi-monthly precious metals market update. I'd like to jump right in. I'm going to cover several things real quickly. Anyway, first of all, it still amazes me that most people, they're busy making a living. They're doing what they do to fit in society and produce income for their family, but they don't know what inflation means. All they know is, something was $2, now it's $2.10 or $2.20. So therefore, it's inflated 10 or 20% or 5%, whatever. But if you look at the definition and understand what's going on, it's easy to see. You know who caused inflation. You know the reason there's inflation. And that is, go to Webster's Dictionary and look at the definition. The definition of inflation is an increase in the money supply leading, which is the cause, and then leading to prices going up because there's more money that's been printed in circulation. So one day something just doesn't go up. If something's $2, the next day it's $2.10, it's jumped 5% with a snap of a finger. Why is that? Because once again, some of these plans that go through Washington end up with a trillion here and a trillion there, and then that has to be funded. And as you print more, the velocity picks up in money, and you start seeing, and then the rich guy get richer, the middle class gets poorer because they can't keep up with the inflation-driven prices. Most of them can't put up because I mentioned 2 weeks ago about a couple friends of ours that there was in two years since the new administration went in, the cost of what they buy and they use for their family, it's gone up 18%. And that's using the food items they use, gasoline, the car, all this stuff. So anyway, just remember, inflation is the increase in the money supply by printing money. But the cause, that's the cause. And then what happens is prices have to go up because there's more paper chasing the same amount of goods in the marketplace. So that should make it pretty easy. Now, people are saying, what do you see for next year? What do you think the economy is going to be? We're going to be back to normal. We're going to have inflation. We're going to have deflation. And I think we'll have stagflation. I really do. I've looked at it, thought about it, and keep looking. And I think inflation can't go away. It's got to keep in there because we're continuing to give money away. We're trying to do it now with student loans, which we're getting pressed by groups wanting people to get their money for and not have to pay the debt back just because they were born at the right time with the right president that was willing to do that. But it makes no sense. But I still think you're going to see tiny growth. But the reason we're going to have that growth is going to be because we're going to create a lot of money. The Fed has raised rates this year already 3 times, and in the middle of December, we're looking for another at least 0.5%, maybe 3/4. And just think, this year, with interest rates going up 3%, our $31 trillion budget deficit has had just an increase in interest of $900 billion. $900 billion in extra interest. Where does it come from? They print it. Prices go up. Inflationary, very inflationary. But we don't have the money, so we have to print it. And we have to sign an IOU to ourselves, the taxpayer. But that's what's going on. So if I'm correct, you'll still have prices rising next year. You'll have a tiny bit of growth to where they can't classify it a recession or a depression if it's 3 or more quarters of economic contraction. So I'm looking. That's my best case scenario. So if some are predicting a recession, and that easily could happen, we could be right back in a recession like we were for 1 quarter that just ended. We just barely got out after having the first 2 quarters of 2022 have negative growth. But the 3rd quarter, we came out, but barely. And now we're in the fourth quarter, and we always know fourth quarter has a lot of spending for holiday season. So don't look for a recession in the fourth quarter, not again the next year. So let's touch on these things when we finish up. I do want to thank each one of you for the kind words. I love working with you. I've been a blessing in my life for doing this same thing for 46 years, nearly 47, but I still enjoy it and plan on keep working for a while and keep trying to cut back a little bit. Enjoy some of the things I've been blessed with. But anyway, let's talk about silver shortage. I just sent an article out. And if you didn't get it, call the office at 800-247-2812. And I just sent it to you showing how the big deficit in silver production this year, how much more silver sold than was produced. And all you got to do is look at the electric car boom, the silver going into that. We're seeing the energy going to solar panels growing like crazy. So that's going to continue. It's going to keep the white silver off the planet Earth and put it into industrial uses. But I just think in 3 weeks now, seeing silver go from 18 to 21. I mean, this is, we have entered now. Economically, it could slide some after the first year, but I'm still looking for $25 silver, which is about 20%, 15% higher than it is now in the first quarter. Still looking for it. Still believe it will happen. Still believe it's a great time to buy silver because, as we know, silver's been to $50 an ounce two times back in 1980 and 2011. And this time, we don't think it'll stop. It'll go through that and keep going. We have talked about that. Basel III, quick update, is still expected to start January 1st, the Basel III agreement between the G7. Gold is now one stage one asset, and it's the only thing beside bonds that are AAA rated that you can use and carry on your balance sheet. So all these big banks, just look what just happened with Credit Suisse, one of the biggest banks in the world, just lost $1 trillion. Many people think next year will be a huge, huge bank problem. It's huge. I'm not an expert on that. I read what you read. It wouldn't surprise me to see big drop in bank stocks, and which would lead to a huge drop in the stock market if that were to happen. I think the interest rates are going cool off. I can't see them. Because like I said, if growth slows down, even if it's a little bit, I think they will not have to raise rates. So I think December may be the last rate hike we have for a while. If not, it's going to be small. But once again, it's key. So get your gold and get it now because there are things going on. I had a call the other day. Guys said, I'm reading all this about everything going, electricity going down, everything going down. But the thing that scares me the worst is people saying that they could bring the whole world internet down. And he said, I would have nothing. He said, all my bank accounts, all my brokerage accounts are in paper. They're all paper. So if there was a way to bring the United States and other countries to the world to their knees, it'd be to steal their money electronically. Is it possible? I say yes. Is it probable? I'd say no. But do you need to cover for it in case it does? Do you have some gold, some silver, something to barter with if you need it? It is a hard asset that you could trade your staples in life for. But I don't see how you can turn that down because I've mentioned before on this show, there's no other product. You buy it, and let's say gold goes down 2% next year, or down 5%. Or up, who cares? You bought insurance, and you're going to get the insurance premium back. Most of it, if not all of it, even plus a big profit. Right now is when you need to make your final look before chaos comes. I'm not saying it's starting right away, but I'm saying now you have time to do your homework, sit down, get together your family members, and make a plan what you're going to do with that and allocate what you're going to allocate. Smartest man ever lived, Solomon said, divide your wealth eight ways. For no man knows what disaster will come upon the land. Ecclesiastes 11:2. So just think of that, what could happen, and just make some minor adjustments. Lastly, I mentioned the ice cap dot diamonds. I hope you've had time to look at the website of ice cap, ICECAP.diamonds. Jacques Verhey's done a great job. We've had quite a few of you participate and buy a diamond because the portability, confidentiality, the liquidity of it now that you can sell it anytime you want and have triple X perfect diamonds. This is the only program in the world. And like I said, it now is liquid, but most of all, you can carry $1 million in the palm of your hand or in your pocket going anywhere in the world you'd like to go. So if you haven't looked at it, call our office, 800-247-2812, and tell Dan or Catherine you'd like me to call you, and we'll go over that. Before I do, though, be sure you look on icecap.diamonds. Hopefully this will give us a thing. I pray for a blessed Thanksgiving for each of you coming up this week, and it's an exciting time in the world, but just have a peace of knowing, that things could be worse. Look at the people dying and freezing to death over in Ukraine. I mean, it's just unbelievable to see what's going on in a world that you think would be civilized in the year 2022. But anyway, peace, peaceful holidays to you and your family, and God bless you.
Hey friends, this is Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly. Recently, we have been receiving many emails from our listeners commenting on the great help they're getting from our precious metals expert, Tom Cloud. Gold and silver are excellent hedges against the growing threat of coming U.S. inflation. Who's your gold guy? Make it Tom Cloud. With over 30 years' experience with precious metals, Tom will answer all of your questions. Don't buy your gold and silver through some call center and pay inflated prices. Call my good friend Tom Cloud and speak directly with him and get all of your questions answered. For a limited time, Tom is offering free shipping and insurance on every gold and silver purchase made by our listeners. Call 800-247-2812. And when you do, tell him that Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly sent you, and he'll throw in that free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Call your gold guy, Tom Cloud, right now for the very best deals on gold and silver coins. 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812.